10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
Well, joining me today, I have an extraordinary woman who helped millions of Americans greet each day as host of ABC's Good Morning America for almost two decades. And she did this with seven children, including two sets of twins, which makes her even more than extraordinary. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can always stream our show live at aginginforadio.com. Yes, my guest today, Joan London, is an award-winning journalist, a best-selling author, an entrepreneur in health and wellness. And she is the face of America's largest senior referral service, A Place for Mom. And she's also the founder and runs a wellness retreat, Camp Reveille, and also has a line of healthy sleep solutions called Awaken, which she will be selling on QVC tonight. Welcome, Joan London, to Aging Info Radio.
It's good to be with you.
I so enjoyed listening to you for years on Good Morning America, and I know it was all the health tips, and it was just you. It was just so great. I sure do miss you.
Well, I can't say I miss getting up at 3 o'clock.
No, I kind of wonder how you did that. No wonder you brought Awaken, your line of sleep products, around. I'm sure after getting up all those years, you were on, what, 17 years?
I started there in the beginning as a reporter, so I was there about 20 years, and as the official co-host for, just under. So, and I never would have thought. When I started there, it never occurred to me that I'd spend the next couple decades there.
Well, you are wonderful. And I think, Joan, I watched you for years and I look at your life with all your children. And I think if I looked up the word sandwich generation in the dictionary, the definition would have a picture of you. You are definitely in the sandwich generation.
Yeah, I do I'm kind of the epitome of it. I mean, I've got twins who are 9 in third grade, and I have twins who are just turning 11 in the fifth grade. And then I have my older girls from my first marriage, and they're 26, 31, and 33. And then I, of course, have also been taking care of my mom and my brother, quite frankly, because he had a lot of different complications from diabetes. And so I had him living with my mom for several decades and took care of the two of them. And then they both passed away, and my mom passed away last year, and then my brother passed away a little bit before that. And so, it's funny because when I sat down to start writing books and everything about this, I started thinking about it, and there's so many of us who are taking care of people, but we don't even identify ourselves as caregivers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, I've been a caregiver for decades.
Yeah, you are way ahead of the curve. I mean, even for people to acknowledge that, even if they're just starting to go buy groceries or stop by, every other day, there is that caregiver role that is coming about, and it'll just continue to expand. Now, is this how you became, the face for A Place for Mom?
Yes. When the day came that I got that crisis call, and that's how usually we're all thrown into this. And the reason why I'm out speaking all the time is to say, don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, you need a plan. You need to have a meeting with all your siblings, and you need to speak with your parents and ask the important questions like, did you save for retirement? do you have the money? Because if they don't, and do you have, long-term health care? Do you have all the legal documents? If you don't start asking those questions, it's all going to fall back in your lap, and it's taking down so many families in America today. People are dipping into their own retirement savings to take care of their parents because people are just living longer than they ever expected. And my mom didn't expect to live to be 95 years old. I remember I asked her once, do you have long-term health care? And she said, oh, sure, and she bought it for 3 years. I mean, Okay, so for the next 20, I paid. And because my mom didn't expect to live that long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life expectancy in 1939 in this country was 59 and a half years old.
Amazing.
Like, just imagine, like, that wasn't that long ago. Like, my mom was a young woman, probably just dating my dad, and we only expected to live to, like, 59.
Right.
And then by 1960, it had gone up to 70 years old. And now here we are today at about, you know, 87 or 91, depends on whether you're a man or a woman. But, you know, the idea of retiring at 65, like, hello, you could have 30 years, three decades. So my mom, I mean, I didn't sit down with my mom and have this plan of action in place. And I look back and I think, how could I have not done that? But I think it's just our natural tendency to not want to have that discussion and not want to have to plan it, because that's kind of the day that you start becoming the parent to your parents. And it's really an awkward transition.
You know, I think too, Joan, that, you know, if you look back two decades ago, this was not a conversation. It was not, you know, people were not talking about, you know, aging or living longer or how you're going to retire. You know, I remember, you know, being very little thinking, wow, 65 is so old. But I mean, now it's, I mean, people are living past 100. The centenarians continue to expand.
In fact, the 100 plus category is the fastest growing category in the population in the United States.
Well, I saw,
which is just almost unbelievable.
It's almost scary. I saw on a show where they were talking about telomere testing of the chromosomes to tell you how long you're going to live, and people were being diagnosed at like 125.
Oh, yeah, they say that the child that's going to live to be, what, 120 has already been born. You know, the thing is that it's an amazing thing that we are learning as much as we are in science and medicine so that we, you know, they say that we will see the cure for cancer in our lifetime. Well, you know, that'll put a couple hundred million people on the AARP rolls. Mm-hmm. That would have otherwise died. And what's happening is we're learning how to effectively care for aging people so that we can keep them alive longer and longer. And frankly, we're learning more about how to take care of ourselves and stay active and stay physical and eat better so that we can actually be much healthier in the 60s and 70s and even into our 80s than would have ever been dreamed in a previous generation. But the problem is that that's a whole new way of looking at life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way life used to be looked at. And right now, we're kind of like at the crest of it. It's kind of like the tsunami just hit shore.
Right.
And we've got to get everyone to start thinking in a different way. Because I'll admit, I didn't grasp it. I didn't put my head around it. And there I was. I'd gotten the call that my brother passed away. And I'm standing inside, you know, the condo with my mom with all the stuff that had been collected over a gazillion years. And I looked around, and first of all, I said, come on, Joan. You've been here visiting over the last few years. You saw those piles of mail. They weren't opening them. They weren't paying bills. They shouldn't have been on their own. They weren't getting it done. And yet we kind of put blinders on, and we should be the opposite. We should go in like super snoops.
Mm-hmm.
And open up the refrigerator and look to see if food is good, and go in the cabinets and see if things have expired, and go in the bathroom and, you know, some of the most basic things, like is there a mat down in the shower, or might they fall and break a hip? So when I started looking, because I couldn't let my mom stay there in the condo by herself, she was way, way beyond that, I got in my car and drove around my old hometown. And when I look back on it now, I think, really? If you were going to buy a house, would you have just gotten in your car and driven around? You would have called a realtor.
Right.
And you would have asked why one place would suit her better than another. But I didn't, so I made several mistakes. I moved her into a beautiful place, but it was completely wrong for her because it was just a senior community.
Oh.
She was way beyond that. She needed much more care. Then I, of course, went back to New York, then I had to fly out to California again because it wasn't working out. Finally, I got her into a small residential care facility where they watched her round the clock from the time she got up in the morning and got her dressed. She, as soon as she put her feet on the floor, a little alarm would go off. And that's where she needed to be. And that was a place for mom.
That's where it all came in.
You know, these advisors, I so take my hat off. They've got hundreds of advisors. They're in cities all over America, and they've got tens of thousands of different senior communities that are all within their system. And all you have to do is log on to A Place for Mom or call the number, and these senior advisors are experts.
Yeah, they will lead you.
Forever. They'll tell you why you should. First of all, they'll find out everything about your loved one, whether it's maybe the husband you're looking because your husband had a stroke or your parents, whatever. And they know how to make that assessment.
And they are the experts.
To be very honest, they know how to get the adult siblings together.
Yeah, have them agree. No sibling warfare. Well, I'm with Joan London. This is Aging Info Radio. And coming up next, we're going to continue the conversation and also talk about health and wellness right here with Joan London.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with Joan London, and she is the face for A Place for Mom. And we're talking about caregiving and health and wellness. And Joan, I'm sure through your journey of being a caregiver and then, of course, having A Place for Mom cross your path, they were basically your savior.
Well, you know, I mean, I got the help that I get from A Place for Mom is, you know, it's all these little things that you wouldn't even think about. You know, a lot of people don't know about all the legal documents that you're supposed to have in place. You know, the power of attorney for medical and for legal, and to make sure that you can sign on to your parents' bank accounts if you see that you're going to have to be taking over their business. Otherwise, you can't even help them. HIPAA releases, which, you know, allow you, their doctors, to share information with you. A living will. Everybody thinks, okay, they have a will, everything's done. Well, everything's done after they've died. But, hello, there could be 5, 10, 15, 20 years before that, and that's where you're really going to have to make those stressful, sometimes monumental decisions. And you don't want to be making a decision when they're laying there with their life in balance and have to make tough decisions about, you know, life support. So all those kinds of papers need to, like, everybody that is hearing us right now, mm-hmm. If you haven't done this, it doesn't take very long. You can Google it. Go to aplaceformom.com. They're all listed. Sometimes there's little places you can download them. even if you get an elder lawyer, it's not an expensive thing to do. I did it for my mom and my brother. It was a few hundred dollars, but I had everything in my hand, and they knew all the questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another really great list on the Place for Moms site. It's like 50 things to look for when you next see your loved ones. And it's everything from area rugs that they might slip and fall on, or the non-skid mat in the bathtub. It's all those things that are going to be the signs that you have to be looking for. And if you see those, and there's that old 30-70 rule. I mean, if you're in your 30s or 40s and your parents are in their 70s and you haven't had a conversation with them
mm-hmm.
about how they're, you know, getting by and how they envision their future decades, and how might you be able to assist them to make sure that they are, you know, as close to what they envision as possible. That's how you do it. You have to do it kind of with loving care, not like, you need to give me all this information because it's going to be on my back.
Right.
You know, it's really in how you approach it.
Well, I always say, you know, if they do it now, they do it when they're cognitively healthy, they get to make
yeah.
the choices. So if they keep, you know, you have a conversation like that, I want to do this when you're well. I don't want to do this when you're not well. So it kind of works goes in a little smoother than to say, you know, be real demanding. There's also another factor too, Joan. I think that people really need to realize what type of risk isolation is. And when people say, I don't ever want to be in a nursing home. I mean, when you think of the old concept, the way that I see it in the Chicagoland area, some of the retirement communities are like 5-star resorts.
Oh, they really are. And it's, you know, we're still living at a time where that myth is still very much alive. And,
it is.
And older people think, if I leave my home, I'm going to go into a nursing home and die. And that's just so not what life is today. There's, you know, like 12 different levels. There's senior living, which, believe me, I think a lot of us would like to be in that. I mean, these are great condo units or apartment buildings with swimming pools and gyms, and they take them to museums. They all go to movies, and they have entertainment. And, you know, and then there's assisted living, and there's 8 levels of assisted living before there's then dementia and Alzheimer's. And, I mean, nursing home, they don't let you into a nursing home unless you literally need 24-hour nursing, like full-on nursing care.
And then there's levels there, even
yes.
in the nursing and the rehabilitation.
But the thing is that we're still living with that old myth. And so we all have to, like, realize that we have to adjust our idea of aging today. And, you know, if you're listening right now and you're in your 70s or 80s, the best gift that you can possibly give your children is to put all your affairs in order, put them in a folder, let them see all of your doctors with all of their addresses and phone numbers, all the medications you take, and where all your important papers are, the mortgage, the deed, the title to the car, your lawyer, you know, your bank. If there's, like, get it all. It doesn't take that long. Make it a project. Give it to your children. I'm telling you, you will be giving them peace of mind. And in essence, you'll be giving yourself peace of mind because they will be able to do what they need to do when you can't take care of yourself anymore.
Yeah, or call A Place for Mom at 866-344-8005. I mean,
yeah,
they will help you.
It.
Yeah, they'll walk you completely through it. You know, another factor comes into play with caregiving, and that is the stress on the caregiver. And, I mean, it really does. They're finding lives are being shortened by caregivers.
Yeah, caregivers usually live fewer years and have more chronic illness because they're so focused on taking care of their loved ones. You really, really need that break. You know, I opened a women's wellness camp up in Maine, and I do that every year, every August. We've got, this year we're coming up, we're doing it August 21st through 24th, and the ages range from 21. I think our oldest camper is 79. We happen to have 3 79-year-olds coming so far. And a little over half of the women who come all identify themselves as caregivers of some kind. It's just interesting because there's just so many women out there today that are still taking care of kids, maybe little kids, maybe, you know, funding them through college or getting them started in their career, and they're also taking care of one or both of their parents, and the wife usually ends up taking care of the husband's parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say one out of every four households in the United States is directly or indirectly caregiving.
Wow.
That's high statistics.
I got to tell you, I see all the faces of all the women, because my wellness camp is like a three-night, four-day stay, because I did focus group studies, and all the women said, we can't stay longer than a long weekend. We don't have wives.
Right. Camp revival.
Yeah, but that they come in, and some of them just look so stressed out and so tired. And, you know, after 4 days of play, it really is like play. And we do whacked-up relays and, you know, campfires with wine and s'mores, and they're in bunks with the other women, and you literally get to kind of reconnect with the child inside of you. And, you know, I think men are better at retaining their sense of play. They still play golf, you know, on business, and they still can go to a pickup basketball game. And we're in the pickup line.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And it's very important for us to take those little respites away. You know, whether it's just to go and get your nails done, go and get a massage, go and have lunch with a friend, go to a movie with a girlfriend, so you just can let go of all of your responsibilities and just let your body relax. And it's very important that we get sleep. You know, everybody thinks it's just diet and exercise, and it's not. Sleep is the third pillar.
Yeah.
And that's very tough for women who are juggling so many balls at once.
Well, you've done a fine job of it, Joan. I'm sure you've got some tips here on slowing down the aging process. I can look at you and say, you've got it kind of figured out a little bit here. And you're working on it. It's a work in progress daily. I'm here with Joan London, and we are talking about everything, caregiving, health and wellness, and even camp revival. The camp sounds so wonderful, Joan. You said it's a three-day retreat. And about how many women go?
We have about 230 women. It's Reveille, actually. You know that little
That's great.
And I want it to be a wake-up call for every woman who comes. And, you know, some women come and they want to take every one of the fitness classes. You know, they want to do Zumba and yoga on the docks and climb the climbing wall and play tennis. And other women want to come and go to jewelry making and you know, arts and crafts and the breakout sessions with some of our experts. And my skincare line, Resurgence, is with Murad Skincare. And so Dr. Murad always sends in a half a dozen estheticians, and we do facials and massages. So it's kind of all about you, and it's also all about being with a group of women. And I don't know how to explain this, but there's something magical that happens when you get a couple hundred women together, all of one mind, which is to relax
and have fun,
revive themselves, renew, have fun, laugh. They share their stories. One woman finds out, you know, talks about the journey she's just starting, and lo and behold, there's someone over here that just got through with that journey, and they give them advice and they give them hope.
And hold that thought. We're going to talk more about camp. You call it Reveille, right here on Aging Info Radio with Joan London. All right, after our break, we'll be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program.
We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
Meals are sodium-restricted, low cholesterol, low fat.
Whether you're wanting to lose weight, have heart disease, or diabetes,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call now, 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you can wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit EmotionalLiposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at EmotionalLiposuction.com. Get your smile back at EmotionalLiposuction.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, laugh often, it is the music of the soul. I'm here with Joan London, and we are talking about caregiving and health and wellness. Of course, Joan is the face of America for A Place for Mom. And if you have any questions about A Place for Mom, you can call 866-344-8005. And Joan, you must have some tips here on aging. You're so beautiful and vibrant, and you're doing so much with your life and, of course, the size of your family. But what do you really think slows down the aging process?
I think that really honoring our bodies and making sure that we eat as clean and healthy as possible and as many fruits and vegetables as possible. There's a great book called The Blue Zones, and they found five zones in the world where people lived exponentially longer. Part of it was the fact that they had, you know, that wonderful kind of Mediterranean lean meat and not a lot of processed foods and lots of fruits and vegetables. Part of it was that they weren't sedentary and that they did a lot more exercise. Those are the obvious things. The other part was that they weren't as stressed out. I mean, that's really where some parts of the world have it over us.
Mm-hmm.
We must be able to get good sleep. And in addition to sleep, in addition to exercise, you also need rest. That's actually another category that really does slow down the aging process. Our brains, I mean, you can eat right and you can exercise and find something you like. Everybody says, yeah, but I don't know what to do. You'll never continue doing it on a regular daily basis if you don't like it. But find somebody to do it with you, you know, somebody that lives by you. Maybe it's another mom that's in the carpool line, and go a little early and walk around the, you know, football field a couple of times, but find a way. And then we have to make sure that we keep ourselves engaged. Isolation is the worst thing. And loving relationships and friendships, that's probably the best predictor of successful aging. If I have one regret, It was letting my mom stay in her condo there as long as I did. If I had put her into a good senior community where she would have been playing cards and laughing and talking with the other gals at lunch and dinner, I think her later years would have gone in a very different way. And I know a lot of older people say, but I want to stay in my home. But there comes a time sometimes where they become a recluse, and that is the one thing that just gives you the most rapid decline. And also, we want to really keep our minds engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of thought now that all of the social media and all of the multitasking is the worst thing for your brain. You need to take time where you just dive into some information, the newspaper, a book, whatever it is, and really, you know, use your brain in that way. Engage it in complex thinking. There's a new report out that running, people that really get out and jog and run, really will promote, younger brains later in life. So we're learning more and more about the brain all the time, but there's no getting around it. Staying engaged in life. We're not going to see people retiring, I don't think, at 65 in the coming years. I mean, what are they going to do for 30 years? They're going to either stay in their jobs, or they're going to, you know, go back to school or engage themselves. And even if it's finding yourself a job somewhere as a volunteer, the point is it's a reason to get up every day and get dressed and be somewhere on time and helping others. Having a purpose in life.
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, staying actively involved. And then you do want to eat right, get the sleep, and exercise so you feel good being actively involved. I think you're right on track, too, Joan. I don't see people retiring at 65.
It's going to change.
I mean, there's more people in the work world now that are well beyond 65, and you see it all the time. And you know what? They're happy. They want to be there.
Oh, yeah, and it's the best predictor for healthy aging. I mean, we have to get older, but we don't have to get old.
Right.
But you can work at that to make sure that you're still very much engaged in life. So I think that's the most important thing.
Yes, yeah, staying involved. I have the 4 G's, get up, get dressed, get going, and get connected to other people. I mean, every day you've got to do that, you know, get out in the world. And really, back to isolation, it is a huge risk factor for your health. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. To me, that is the primary thing. And, you know, and that's why I really got engaged with A Place for Mom, too, because it's very hard to make the decision. It's very hard to have the conversation. And yet we've just learned so much that if I had moved my mom in with other people so she wasn't just there as a recluse,
it would have made
her last 15 years would have been much happier, more.
Just all together, overall, just, I don't know, more enriching, I think you could say. Well, I'm here with Joan London. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right there. We're going to talk about the most important thing with aging, and that is sleep, coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Joan London, and Joan's website, Joan's Healthy Living website, is joanlondon.com. And Joan, there's an area of health that I think as fast as we all move in today's world and the way that technology can be in your hands 24/7, we are not getting the sleep we need.
Well, there's a good side to that, and there's a bad side to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, multitasking and constant social media, you know, really just absorbs time out of people's day when back in the old days they would have been resting and, you know, having some downtime. And at night, if you have on a TV or an iPod or an iPad or a laptop, anything like that, it really inhibits your ability to get to sleep. Anything with a blue light, a backlight. And, you know, when I, for 20 years, I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then through the first round of children and then two sets of twins, it just seems like sleep has always been my nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big surprise when I said, I want to figure out a way to help Americans get better sleep. And I remember years ago, the man who ran the senior place where my mom lived said, I need you to go out and buy your mom a new bed. I want you to buy her a memory foam bed. So I did. It was the first one I ever bought. And she loved it. And they said, it's fantastic. She's getting much better sleep. And it kind of just like went in one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm.
Until finally I started seeing so much information. And I work with QVC. I've had several lines of Joan London Home on QVC, and as well as my skincare line, Resurgence. And they said, you know, only about 20% of America has ever tried memory foam. And yet, you know, it's the doctors are all saying it promotes a deeper, more relaxed sleep so that you wake up, A, more well-rested, and B, you don't wake up with a sore shoulder or hip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because that's all what was always happening to me. I'm a side sleeper. And I would find in the middle of the night, I'd get up and my hip would hurt or my shoulder would hurt, and I'd flip over. And my chiropractor finally said, well, have you ever tried sleeping on memory foam? And I think it's just kind of getting out. The word is just kind of getting out to the general population that this isn't just good for seniors or people in hospitals or nursing homes, it helps everyone. So that's kind of what got, it was a very organic kind of a way that I got into it. But I started to become an entrepreneur, it was one of my goals was to come up with a line of sleep solutions, because I just feel Americans are so incredibly sleep deprived. And it's not good to be sleep deprived because, you know, a good night's sleep is really, really important for your memory and for concentration and for your immune system and for everything to heal in your body. All of that happens when you're in a deep, relaxed sleep.
Yeah, I think that people are not getting the amount they need. And then, you know, you are if you're stressed out and you're not sleeping well, like you said, it's just a breakdown in the immune system. And I always say a strong immune system will definitely enhance your health. I mean, you have to have that to combat off all the things that could happen. But sleep is number one.
It's so important. It's not only your immune function, but your metabolism. It affects your learning, your memory, and the repair of all kinds of worn-out tissues, for the renewal of your brain structure. I mean, they've proven that kids, when they go to school, that they get higher grades on tests if they if they've had good sleep. For us, we all know that when we've had a lousy night's sleep, you come to your desk, you can't concentrate as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they report that sleep is responsible for all kinds of job accidents and traffic accidents. So it's really important to figure out how you should get your best night's sleep. So that's kind of how I approached my line of sleep solutions. So I'm going to be selling the memory foam mattress. I've sold toppers, which you can go to QVC.com, just put in Joan London, you'll get to them. The toppers, if you aren't willing to completely dive in and get a mattress, you can kind of, you know, put your toe in the water and try out one of the toppers, and you'll immediately see the difference.
We have one, and it made a world of difference. Oh, it was like sleeping. It was just completely, it just makes a huge difference. Joan will be on QVC from 5 to 6 p.m. I believe that's Eastern time.
It's Eastern time, right.
Tonight, Sunday evening, and she'll be talking about Awaken, her line of sleep products. Yes, you're on the right track there, Joan. I mean, everybody should really start honoring the shut eye and how valuable it is to your health.
And if you think your face is looking old when you look in the mirror in the morning, try getting a few really good nights sleep and just see what an incredible difference it makes.
Or go to Camp Reveille and have a
come to camp with me. Yeah, yes.
Go to the camp and have a really great time and a lot of R&R, which we really didn't, you know, talk a whole lot about. You talked about rest, but I mean, rest is just, and relaxation is just as important.
I remember one time I was interviewing an expert on Good Morning America, and I was trying to figure out, how do I ever get more sleep? And he said, well, you know, just as important as sleep is rest. I remember looking at him saying, wait a minute, I can't even get enough sleep. Now you're telling me I have to have rest on top of it?
How am I going to put the two together? Well, getting up at 3 o'clock, I'm sure after a few years you got really used to it. And once again, I'm here with Joan London. We are talking about everything from A Place to Mom to Camp Reveille, Awaken, her line of sleep products. And Joan's going to give us her words of wisdom right here coming up next on Aging Info Radio. And we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Do you run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today. Turn your clock back tomorrow.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services, from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value price suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back. This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and my extraordinary guest today is Joan London, and she has so much wisdom. And Joan, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
I think it's important to remember that the investment we make in ourselves and our lives today will really determine the quality of our lives, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now. I plan to still be climbing mountains 20 years from now, and that's only going to happen if I honor my body and try to eat right and try to get the right amount of sleep and that I stay connected to friends and family and I say yes. People always say to me, you've had such an amazing life and have done so many extraordinary things. And I say, that's because I said yes. I've always said yes to things.
You're a yes woman, definitely.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Joan, for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio and bringing all your wisdom. And I'll be looking out for you tonight on QVC, and that's at 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thank you. And if you are stressed about caring for an aging loved one, give yourself a break and hire a professional. Call Angie Landmesser at Partners in Senior Care. Even if it is only for 4 hours, an afternoon or an evening out, give yourself and your aging loved one a break from being together. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. And my paws pooch this week is Ulysses, a four-month male shepherd mix. One look at this fellow, and he will be coming home with you. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Ulysses is waiting with his paws crossed for you to bring him home. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Ulysses. He's looking for a great home like yours. And if you're a pet owner, consider getting Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you and your pet peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it easy on our website to get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. And best of all, this Paws Pet Insurance offers unlimited benefits, no caps on any costs, and this is very rarely offered, and they also have competitive rates. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on that Healthy Paws pet insurance logo, and you'll receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy by going through aginginforadio.com. And keep in mind, if you are in need of resources or referrals, or you have any questions about our show, or even ideas about future shows or things you'd like to learn, give us a call at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. And we will definitely help you out. And our shows are up on podcast, and they're very easy. All you do is click on them, nothing to download, all at aginginforadio.com. So if you missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, you'll find them there with pictures of our guests and a blog about the show, all once again at aginginforadio.com. I'd like to give a big thank you to Joan London today for being my extraordinary guest. Yes, she is an extraordinary woman. Check out her website, her healthy living website at joanlondon.com. And I am Sue Zawacki, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old, be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, this is Steve Dijon, president of the Dijon Advisory Team. If you're a baby boomer retiree, I invite you to visit our website, yourretirementcheck.com. Listen to the following client examples. A 50-year-old rolls over a $250,000 IRA and receives a $33,000 cash bonus.